Lucas Hahn joins us from Clips Nation. Lucas, how are you, man?
Hey, Jason, I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. We'll get to Sterling in a second, but I want to talk about the series itself. You know, it's back and forth. You got the Warriors, and yesterday Curry showed why he's maybe the greatest shooter in the NBA right now. He hadn't been good in the first three games, but he went off yesterday. I think he hit his first five threes, and it was pretty much game over.
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, you could tell how it was going to go early in the first quarter. He made his first five. He had a sixth, actually, that almost went in from the left corner that just rimmed out. But he started out on fire. The Clippers really managed to contain him well over the first few games, but they were just mentally yesterday not in a great place, not well prepared. And you could sort of tell in the beginning. I think they gave up 39 points in the first quarter.
What was the difference yesterday? It's hard to say there was any sort of emotional hangover after what happened with the with their owner, and then they had their protest prior to the game. Or do you just have to credit the Warriors for finally hitting some shots?
I think it's a combination of both. You look at the Clippers' defense, they were the best defensive three-point team in the league all throughout the season. And there's a reason for that. It's because they don't double-team in the post. And they have very good containment defense, especially Chris Paul and Matt Barnes on the perimeter. And J.J. Redick is good at fighting through screens. And they did a very good job containing Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, especially Steph and Curry, through the first three games. And it was just a matter of a time before they went off, because you're never going to contain Steph and Curry for seven straight games. And B, not being completely mentally prepared, completely focused on the game, allowed there to be a little bit of separation. And when you're playing against someone who's a sharpshooter like Stephen Curry, all it takes is, you know, half a second gap for him to get that shot off. He has such a quick release.
The Clipper players, you know, their coach, he was the one doing most of the talking, Doc Rivers, prior to the game. Afterwards, he said, "I didn't do my job. I got to get these guys better prepared to play." You've covered the Clippers. You've been around. You know, Sterling, what he said in this private conversation, has his actions in the past prior to this conversation showed that he was a racist?
I would say yes.
Okay. In what sense?
He's had his housing discrimination lawsuit. You know, that's one of the biggest settlements, I think, in the history of the United States in housing discrimination. And then he's also had his issues with former Clippers general manager Elgin Baylor, who completely came out against Sterling saying he was a racist. He treated the African-American employees as second-class citizens, did not pay them as well. I mean, really something that you would not expect in our century.
So how was he able to get away with this for so long?
You know, that sort of, I would say, on the media as much as anyone, because you look, there's, you know, Donald Sterling has been quiet for about the past 4 years, but throughout his tenure as owner, it's not like this is his first slip up. This is the first time something's come up. He's always been a racist. He has always been bigoted, and it's something that's largely been ignored until now that the Clippers are relevant, and this came out during the playoffs. But before, he's just never gotten the coverage that he's getting now, where it's become a worldwide thing.
And it's interesting, you know, it came from what potentially could be an illegal conversation from one of his ex-men. And can you tell us the story? So he's suing her for allegedly stealing $2 million?
I'm not 100% certain, because I don't, you know, this is not his wife's lawsuits are not something that I'm particularly am an expert in.
Yeah.
But I believe that it's a lawsuit between Donald Sterling's wife, okay, who he's still legally married to but separated from, and Donald Sterling's girlfriend, this woman who released the tape. Because Sterling has given so much in gifts to the girlfriend, the wife is now suing for embezzlement, saying that Sterling has given community funds that are technically half his wife to the girlfriend.
Okay. Really, that has nothing to do with basketball at all. But okay, thanks for the clarification on that. Lucas Hahn joins us from Clip Nation in LA. This situation, you know, I don't expect Clipper fans not to show up. Expect because they're fans of more of Chris Paul and Blake Griffin and Doc Rivers than they are of the owner.
Yeah,
correct? Like, exactly. do you see any sort of, like, what type of backlash, other than the big sponsors who I've seen, I think there's five or six now that have already pulled their advertising from the Clippers, it's more so going to be those people coming down on the owner, not the fans.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think the general reaction that we've seen as far as our audience, we have about 4,000 registered members, and just as far as in comments and interactions that we've gotten from our readers, it certainly seems like the fans want to go to the game to show their support for the players in spite of Sterling's actions. Something that really people who are claiming protest, I think, have to come to terms with is you can say, you know, if you're going to the game, you're putting that money in Sterling's pocket, but Donald Sterling is 81 years old and he's worth $1.9 billion, capital B, billion dollars. He's going to have more money than he could ever possibly use, whether you go to the game or not. And it's just a matter of supporting the players who are obviously, you know, the victims working for this racist man, as well as demonstrating your support for the players, as well as condemning Sterling's words.
Now, Donald Sterling is the longest running owner in the NBA. You know, he is he 81 now? I think he's 81.
He's 81 years old.
So do you think, would he put up a big fight to sell this team? Or if the NBA tried to encourage him to it, do you think he'd sell?
I think that he is very stubborn, and I do not think that he wants to sell at all. Even with the circus that's going on right now, I don't think he wants to sell. And the NBA can't force him to. All they can do is just put heavy, heavy, heavy incentives for him to sell.
Yeah, like legally, there's not, like, we were looking it up, Marge Schott, she got banned for her racial comments for some of her players. And I guess, you know, we know that Sterling was told not to go to the game. I'm assuming he's not going to be there for game five. Do you expect him to have, like, not a suspension, because I know they can't predetermine his guilt just because this is potentially a legal matter now, that they will just politely ask him not to show up? Is really that's all that's going to happen between now and the end of the playoffs for the Clippers?
Well, Donald Sterling was not forced to not attend game four. He was asked by the commissioner and agreed to comply. Okay. The NBA is currently conducting their investigation, and they're going to announce the results of their investigation tomorrow. But because this is the NBA's jurisdiction and not a legal matter, I think that they can suspend him, even though the tape might have been illegally recorded, although there is a report that he was aware that he was being recorded. So the question is, what sanctions will the NBA put upon him? They can suspend him from coming to games. They can suspend him from day-to-day action. They can fine him, but they can't force him to sell. All they can do is provide incentive to sell.
Let's go back to the series now. How much, like, ultimately, when I look at basketball players, I just, you know, they have a lot of distractions at times. And, you know, and some of them way worse than having an owner saying something, you know, completely racist and lowbrow to one of his girlfriends at the time. You know, these guys have had a lot of personal things to deal with. Are the Clippers better than the Warriors, regardless of what, you know, take out Sterling from the conversation right now? Who do you think is the better team based on talent?
I think, especially when you consider that Andrew Bogut is now injured, the Clippers are certainly the better team of the series.
Lucas, I appreciate your time. Enjoyed it. It should be an electric atmosphere for Game 5 at the Staples Center.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.